Yes, bad times of day are coming. Hi, Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. And we're going to talk about what the Bible has to say, who is the end time beast, and who should we really be worried about? We have peace supposedly in the Middle East with an Iran deal. Don't fall for that. Whenever someone says there's peace in the Middle East, prepare for war, because that's what's going to happen. As you know, if you follow The Plain Truth along for the last 20 years, you find out we've always said there's never going to be peace in the Middle East until Christ returns. The Bible says so. I believe the Bible. I don't believe anything else. So who does the Bible say we have to worry about? Well, it's very, very easy to figure that out. You just go to the book of Daniel and you read about the end times prophecies that take us from the time of Daniel all the way to the time of Jesus Christ and then beyond. And you find that Daniel predicts, and I'll read a little bit about that in a second, who the end time beast government is, where the Antichrist comes out of, and what religious organization makes it all happen. In the second chapter of Daniel, you're going to see a story of King Nebuchadnezzar's dream of four world empires. And it is very clear which of the four empires would be the empire when Christ returns. And it starts out by saying that, Your Majesty, you are the king of many kings, over many kings, for the God of heaven has given your kingdom power, strength, and glory. You rule the farthest provinces and the animals and birds under your control. You are the head of gold. This statue had a head of gold, a chest of silver, a body of bronze, but legs of iron and toes or feet with toes mixed with iron and clay. But after your kingdom has come to an end, another world power will arise in your place. That empire will be inferior to yours. After that kingdom has fallen, yet a third power will come, and it's represented by the bronze belly of the statue, and will arise, and follow that, a fourth kingdom shall arise, as strong as iron, smashing, bruising, and conquering. But the feet you saw, part iron and part clay, show that later on, that kingdom will be divided. Some parts of it will be as strong as iron, and some as weak as clay. This mixture of iron mixed with clay also shows that these kingdoms will try to strengthen themselves by forming alliances with each other through intermarriage of their rulers, but it will not succeed, for iron and clay cannot mix. During the reigns of those kings, the final kings of iron, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed. No one will ever conquer it. So we know that those four kingdoms are the only four kingdoms in the history of man since the time of Daniel. And then if you go to Daniel chapter 11, you see the whole plan of God and all of the kingdoms of the earth at the time of Daniel looking forward. And you find out that the second kingdom of silver was the Chaldean kingdom, Cyrus the Mede, for example. Darius the Mede, Darius the Mede in the time of Daniel. And then the third kingdom of bronze is Alexander the Great, who conquered the known world before the Romans. And of course, the fourth kingdom mentioned is the Roman Empire. And you say, wait a minute, the Roman Empire was destroyed some, 1,500 years ago. Yeah, the Roman Empire was, but then it became the Holy Roman Empire. But if you read through Daniel 11, and I'm not going to take the time to do that, but if you read through Daniel 11, that's all you got to do. You're going to see the history of the Holy Roman, or the Roman Empire, morph into the Holy Roman Empire under Charlemagne. By the way, the EU's magazine is called The Charlemagne, who became the first Holy Roman Empire emperor and crowned himself that on Christmas Day, AD 800. And if you know anything even about Isaac Newton, he used that 800 AD marker for the prophecy of the 2300 years in Daniel and to calculate when he believed the end of the world would come. I'm not saying he's correct, but he predicted, by the way, it would be 2060, what, 34 years away. And that's what Isaac Newton predicted some 500 years ago. But anyway, read chapter 11 in Daniel, and you'll see that the Holy Roman Empire will have seven resurrections, and the last one is the one the Antichrist comes out of, and it's the one that Christ defeats and sets up his kingdom forever and starts the millennium. But what I wanted to get into, what is the bad moon arising? Well, the bad moon arising is two things, and we've been covering this on the Plain Truth for many years, and that is the rise of Germany. That is the prediction, and the rise of Germany and the rise of Central Europe, because we know that 10 nations will unite under the beast and the false prophet, which is the Pope, which is the Holy Roman Catholic Church. I'm sorry for you Catholics out there, but that is what's going to happen. And the new world power, which will be dominant throughout the world, is not Russia, is not China, it is Germany. And to a lesser extent, which we'll finish the show with, but to a lesser extent, Japan. Think of World War II all over again, but think of Germany and the Axis powers and Japan winning, because that's what's going to happen. Their arch enemy, by the way, is not going to be the United States. It's actually going to be the King of the South, the Muslim countries. That's what it's going to be. But let me show you what's happening in Germany and Japan. Play a few things here, and if it should scare you, because Germany is going to become a military power, and when the militarists take over Germany and Japan, we're going to find the Nazi movement gained ground in Japan, and the warrior kamikaze, but really the samurai movement, again, raises ugly head in Japan, and these two countries are going to be the terror of the world, and nothing is going to stop them but Jesus Christ. The Muslims are going to fail, and they're going to die. There's a reference in Revelation in the Bible that 1 billion people are going to die in a single hour. That's nuclear warfare between the Tigris and Euphrates. That means 1 billion Muslims are going to die in a nuclear exchange, and I don't know if it's going to be exchange, but a nuclear bombing from the Antichrist, and that is Europe. So the first take I'm going to give you is Germany right now is drafting every 18-year-old for military testing and to prepare for a war with Russia or other people, maybe America.
Germany has announced military tests for emergency conscription affecting all 18-year-olds as the country braces for World War III. Berlin plans to ramp up its number of reserves by training thousands of young men every year as the looming threat of all-out war with Russia hangs over Europe. The German armed forces, called the Bundeswehr, need to recruit another 80,000 professional troops to hit NATO's target strength of 260,000. The country has stopped short of reintroducing mandatory conscription, but hopes boosting numbers will give potential recruits more insight into military life. Germany's reserve can currently draw from around 34,000 active members, but it now faces a dramatic overhaul as military planners estimate the number will ultimately have to rise to 200,000 amid soaring tensions with Russia. The key NATO player hopes that calling up all young men after turning 18 for a Bundeswehr inspection will help ease recruitment problems and familiarize teens with the army. It comes as relations between Vladimir Putin and the West continue to sour, with the Russian tyrant ramping up his invasion of Ukraine and disrupting Europe with a combination of hybrid warfare tactics. Germany has previously revealed plans for war with Russia, with provisions ranging all the way from national service to bin collection. And now, as NATO states prepare for conflict in Europe with extensive war drills, speculation continues to mount that full-scale conscription could become a reality. In the UK, former defence chiefs have warned Britain is in no position to fight a war and that the government must consider conscription.
So what you're seeing here is European Union merging together into a beast government predicted by the Bible. I don't know when it's all going to happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen in the immediate future, but it seems to be. And I'll be right back showing you more after this brief word about the Plain Truth. Theplaintruth.com is the place to go to find out what's going to happen in the end times. We're not going to predict when the end times are coming, but we can tell you what to look out for, what you, your family, and your church, if you're a member of a church, really should be concerned about, not about a rapture that's not going to happen, but about the end time battle between the King of the North, the King of the South, and the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, who's going to return to this earth and set up a millennial government. And those who are true Christians are going to be resurrected from the dead at that time to reign with Christ 1,000 years before the great judgment day comes. You only pretty much find this on a very few websites, but you will find it only in one news website, and that is theplaintruth.com. Please go there every day. You will not be disappointed. You will learn what the Bible predicts is the future of you, your family, and the world. That's theplaintruth.com. Thank you. And what I want to get into the next thing now, this is actually from an offshoot of the Worldwide Church of God under the Armstrongs, and this is called Today's World. And I believe the person speaking here, I don't have his name in front of me, but I don't know their names anymore, but it's the Living Church of God, and it does still carry the idea. They don't say it that often maybe, but they do say it, and they still believe that Germany will have the major role in the end time. And listen to this little bit of programming here, and I'll be back to sum up Germany, and then we'll get into Japan.
So why does Germany matter in the end times? Because if we know the identity of the German nation, we can understand why Germany, even today, is beginning to take a more proactive and assertive role in the world. While Germany acts with good intentions now, where will it lead? Prophecy tells us it will lead to an aggressive tyrant taking over Germany, bringing warfare and destruction like the world has never known. And that brings us to our first key to understanding why Germany matters in end time prophecy. Number one, Germany comes from ancient Assyria. Nations of today didn't just appear out of thin air. Some countries, like Egypt, Italy, and Greece, have the same names as their ancient counterparts. On the other hand, other countries' names have changed. This is true of Germany. You won't find the name Germany in your Bible. But biblical and historical evidence show modern Germany sprang from ancient Assyria. The ancient empire of Assyria was a mighty and vast world power that reached its zenith in the 8th century BC. But by 612 BC, it had collapsed, and its capital, Nineveh, was overrun. When you look at the historical record combined with the Bible, you'll find evidence of Assyrians moving north and west. When the Hittite Empire fell around 1200 BC, the Assyrians swooped in to fill the vacuum. They occupied Hittite cities and became even more mixed and linked as a people. Again, where would the fleeing Assyrians go when Nineveh fell, if not to areas where they were already established masters? This is important because later we find historians tracing the Hittites migrating into Europe, carrying their names, their culture, and their tendencies with them. Undoubtedly, many Assyrians were mixed in as well. Note some of the similarities between ancient Assyria and the Hittite Empire and modern Germany. The Iron Cross was a military decoration by King Frederick Wilhelm III and by Imperial and Nazi Germany. It can also be found depicted in engravings hanging from the neck of the Assyrian king Shamshi-Adad V in the 9th century BC. The Hittite double-headed eagle and the Assyrian god Ashur depicted on a winged sun disk bear strong resemblances to the double-headed eagle of the Germanic Holy Roman Empire and the eagle and swastika disk of Nazi Germany. British Assyriologist A.H. Sayce of the University of Oxford believed that the swastika symbol likely originated with the Hittites and spread into other cultures. You won't find the name Germany in the Bible. Even so, you can identify where this powerful and influential nation sprang from. You can trace the movements of the ancient Assyrians through the centuries as they migrated and mingled among other peoples, finally settling in Central Europe. But why does it matter? Why should we care about these old histories and maps and artifacts? It might affect the days ahead more than you realize. And that leads us to our second key to understanding why Germany matters in end time prophecy. Number two, Germany will dominate the Western world in the end times. Note this, Israel was prophesied to be punished for their sins, Assyria was prophesied to be used by God to accomplish this. Not that the Assyrians were thinking they were doing God's will. Notice Isaiah chapter 10, verses 5 through 7. Woe to Assyria, the rod of my anger and the staff in whose hand is my indignation. I will send him against an ungodly nation, and against the people of my wrath I will give him charge to seize the spoil, to take the prey, and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. Yet he does not mean so, nor does his heart think so, but it is in his heart to destroy and cut off not a few nations. The Assyrian kings were just doing what Assyrian kings did naturally, conquering and overthrowing cities and nations to expand their territory. And that's exactly what happened. Assyria attacked northern Israel in 721 BC, destroying its capital, Samaria, and deporting its inhabitants. But notice, there's one more element in this passage, in Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 12. Therefore it shall come to pass, when the Lord has performed all his work on Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, that he will say, I will punish the fruit of the arrogant heart of the king of Assyria, and the glory of his haughty looks. For he says, by the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am prudent. Shall the axe boast itself against him who chops with it? In other words, God would punish Assyria after he used them to correct Israel for the king of Assyria's arrogance and self-will. What a profound glimpse of geopolitics from behind the scenes. We may see the outward effects of nations and armies trying to outmaneuver one another on the battlefield or in the diplomatic arena. But God, our creator, is the sustainer of the whole entire globe. Though we may not see it, he is there, and even works through kings and leaders to accomplish his will. You see, because prophecy is dual, this scene will be played out again. Ancient Israel comprises the English-speaking nations of the Western world and those of Northwest Europe. These nations grow more decadent with each passing day. There will come a day when they will be judged, and God will use the same nation he used to accomplish it in 721 BC. Assyria, Germany, that's what your Bible says. A repeat of the Nazi regime in the last century, only this time Germany won't be defeated. This horrific time to come is described in the Bible as the Great Tribulation.
And that, my friends, is the plain truth of what exactly is going to happen in the future and who the true beast of the world is. It's not Russia, it's not China, but it will be Germany, and it will be the 10-nation Holy Roman Empire revived for the last time, predicted by the prophet Daniel and in Revelation, that is going to control world events until Jesus Christ gets here. That is the plan. Now, I want to go back to what's wrong with Germany rearming and Japan, for that matter. I mean, if you listen to Donald Trump, and I never thought this when I voted for Donald Trump three times, when you listen to him forcing Europe to rearm and do their fair share, there is a reason why the American people of the past, the president or people like MacArthur and Eisenhower and FDR and George Marshall, did not want to see a rearmed Japan or a rearmed Germany, because they understood the national tendencies of these two nations to become warlike and brutal and warlike at that. And they wanted to prevent that from ever happening again. They did not want to face another World War II type situation. And because most of us alive today have never experienced it, we don't understand just how evil Japan and Germany was in World War II, and just the destruction, human destruction, world destruction, environmental destruction, these two nations wreaked on the world. And that is the reason, and Donald Trump does not understand his history, that is the reason why we have to worry about what's happening in Germany and Japan. One last thing, another speaker talked about Europe's most dangerous military is rising, and boy, he is
Europe's
right.
Most powerful military, again. And is Europe ready for that? Well, earlier this year, a German-linked war game simulating a Russian attack on Lithuania involved 16 former senior NATO officials, military commanders, and security experts. In the scenario, Russia seized Lithuanian territory within 3 days while Europe hesitated. That matters because Germany, after years of underinvestment, is now rewriting its constitution, building a 500 billion euro infrastructure fund, and openly aiming to make the Bundeswehr Europe's strongest conventional army. Something very strange is happening in Central Europe, and I think you need to understand it. Hey friends, Wes here, US multi-branch veteran, and I used to work for a little German company called Siemens, and they sent me to a village called Erlangen in Bavaria to learn how to fix a medical robot called the Zygo. So I was looking at a family tree recently, and my ancestors are, of course, 90% Irish, but I noticed this one dude in my family tree with the name Erlangen over his location. That's kind of an odd coincidence. This town is very... Anyways, in 2022, the German army's own chief stood up in public and said the Bundeswehr was, quote, standing there more or less empty-handed, end quote. At the time, only four of the Luftwaffe's 128 Eurofighter Typhoons were combat ready. The land forces were running at 50% readiness. Germany had spent the entire post-Cold War era treating NATO as a security blanket it could borrow without paying dues. Then Russia invaded Ukraine, and Germany had what its politicians called a Zeitenwende, a turning point. Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced a one-time 100 billion euro special fund for military equipment. Now, that sounded huge, but it turned out just to be a down payment. Fast forward to today, new Chancellor Friedrich Merz has amended Germany's constitution to exempt defense spending from the national debt brake, a fiscal rule that had been basically sacred in German politics for decades. He's created a 500 billion euro special infrastructure fund, and he stated publicly, plainly, that his goal is to make the Bundeswehr the strongest conventional army in Europe.
And I can guarantee you other military experts want to make it the strongest army in the world, and that is the German identity of military conquest, and it's gonna come back. And we're going to go over now to Japan. We're not going to have another Plain Truth commercial. This is a Plain Truth commercial because this is what we've been talking about, why you have to pay attention to what's going on in the world today, because what's going on has been predicted in the pages of the Bible. It's not old history. It's not fairy tales. Two-thirds of the Bible have not yet occurred, my friends, and that prophecy is tomorrow's headlines. The Bible is a newspaper, past, present, and future. It's part of the news. And unfortunately, news today is secular. They don't even think God has anything to do with anything. Most of them don't believe in a God. And the Plain Truth is trying to merge news events with what the Bible says or what God says. And I think it's the only place where you can find that right now, tell you the truth. But the next thing I want to talk about real quickly here in the last 7 minutes is a rearmed Japan is coming too. Something that General MacArthur would be rolling in his grave if there was life after death. There's not until the resurrection of the dead, of course. But here is a insight on rearming in Japan and what it will mean. And I'll be right back after this.
Facing an increasingly powerful and assertive China on the one hand, and an unpredictable nuclear-armed North Korea on the other, Japan is looking to amend its pacifist constitution to give its military more bite. Japan has already begun to rearm itself in ways never seen before since the end of World War II. In December last year, the Japanese government announced that its defense budget will be increased to a record $47 billion for the fiscal year that began in April this year. The dramatic shift in Japan's security policy has sent shockwaves around the region, particularly in China and South Korea, two countries that suffered the brunt of Japan's military aggression in the 20th century. China's wariness of Japan dates back to pre-World War II, when Imperial Japanese Army forces invaded the city of Nanking in December 1937. Abe, however, holds a different view. He feels that a stronger military is needed to defend the country and deter possible aggression. And with a mercurial and an unpredictable strategic ally like Mr. Trump as US president, it remains uncertain if the US will honor its security commitment to Japan in the event of a future conflict.
And that's where I'm going to end this show today. I'm going to talk about the unpredictability of the Donald Trump 2.0 of foreign affairs. Too many countries now realize they cannot depend on the United States of America to live up to the promises we've made for the last 75 years to the world. And I know there are many mega supporters and there's many America First people who simply do not understand that when you are God's chosen nation, Israel, the devil is out to destroy you. And once you become a superpower, as the America did become after World War II, and I would contend after World War I, for that matter, you become a target to the devil and to the nations who do the devil's bidding. And that nation, of course, is going to be the Holy Roman Empire, found in the pages of your Bible, and a rearmed Japan. It is the reason why many of our previous statesmen, like General MacArthur, who was a true Christian, who understood biblically the role of Germany and Japan in the end times. His famous speech on the Missouri for the surrender of Japan said, if mankind cannot find a more equitable way to solve its problems, Armageddon will be at our door. We have had our last chance. I've always said in a few articles I've written about MacArthur, that was a prophecy that really was inspired words of God warning us that we have no more chances with the advance of the A-bomb. And now too many countries have the A-bomb. And because, in my opinion, the bad decisions that many presidents made, especially this president this time around, we're going to see even more countries get the A-bomb. And worse yet, the H-bomb. And I never thought it would be a Republican president that has caused the reunification of Europe and the beast. But Donald Trump's doing it. And that's what's happening. And my friends, you better watch out, because maybe, I'm not sure when the events will happen, but maybe in your lifetime or your children or grandchildren's lifetime, they are going to see the predictions that I'm making today, which I'm no prophet. All you have to do is read the Bible and understand who the players are. Who is Germany? Who are the Assyrians? Who is Israel? Who are the Jews? Who's Judah? Hint. And once you understand the players of the game and you read the Bible, it tells you exactly what's going to happen. And then all you have to ask yourself, is the Bible real? Is it really the Word of God? Or is it the word of a bunch of old sages that didn't know any better? They had hallucinations. Maybe they were on a drug or something. Maybe they were sniffing peyote or cocaine or something like that. If you believe that, you got a big surprise coming, because the Bible is the Word of God. It's actually God's love letter to you and me and all of mankind. And every single prediction God made is going to come true. And yes, if you're a Christian and you believe in Jesus and you obey the commandments that Jesus told you to obey, which most Christians do not in the first part, you are going to be saved, but not through the tribulation. There is no rapture of the church. That is a lie. That is another false Christianity lie taught by too many churches trying to sell protectionism if you're a member. There's no rapture of the church. If you're alive during the tribulation and you're a Christian, you're going to suffer like everyone else. There will be some divine protection for some, but for the most part, Jesus predicted most of his followers will be what? Martyred, killed, crucified, persecuted because of him. That's the plain truth of the world tomorrow, friends. This is Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. Thank you for listening. Till tomorrow. Bye-bye.